What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. This is Eddie Greer, host of that other K-State podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports. Turned out to be another windy afternoon here in KC Mo right now. I'm sitting here recording this podcast on April 9th, 2026. Again, your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, tuning into another edition of this podcast. Sorry for my late allergies is kicking in here, and I need to stop drinking that tasty juice before every. I do that every time. That's become the norm now. I drink that, feeling good, and yeah, I gotta stop doing that. But anyways, cannot stop is the KC women's tennis team winning ways. They ended up playing two games. Interestingly enough, yesterday, this is the postcast women's tennis. They took down Chicago State, which was supposed to be, I thought it was one game on the schedule, but it turned out to be two games, and they took both of them yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas, of course. The women's tennis team now finishing up the regular season this weekend. Of course, you got Iowa State coming tomorrow night, and then you have Kansas to wrap up the regular season this weekend on Sunday there as well. So K-State picked both. Excuse me. Their 6th and 7th win after not winning anything for about a month there as well. But much needed confidence boost, and maybe they should carry that over to tomorrow night, Iowa State. And you got to end up playing a top 40 ranked Kansas team on Sunday. But the duo of the Cosmojaw sisters, Marlogo and Mata, who is now ranked 89th in the country, won their first match. You got to go back to March 20th against Baylor. When they did that, when they beat Mackenzie King. Mackenzie King and Carolina. So Soronowska there, I was close enough in the number one spot right there as well. So we'll go through the rest of these here in a minute there as well. We're going to hear from Jordan Smith first, head coach of the women's tennis team here. Finally, after over a month winless, finally get some kind of win. Can you carry that into this weekend? We'll find out. But anyways, first, really happy to get back on track and work on some things with our team today. You know, it's been a long season on the road with our travels, so it's good to be back home for the first time in almost 3 weeks. But I think the most comfortable thing is all the challenges we have faced up until now made us feel better about what we're doing on the court, what we were trying to get back to for this weekend, end quote. Yeah, and the other thing is, yeah, the rest of the matches at home, so you don't have to go nowhere, you don't have to travel two different places, you don't have to go to Lubbock one day, then you turn around, go to Morgantown the next. No, you have all these, that's what's going on all year long. So K-State women says they've been playing two matches every weekend, one on Friday, and the other one, excuse me, bear with me here, and the other one on Sunday, right? So finally, my goodness, whew. They're getting irritated there for a little bit. The Purple Project Podcast, Kansas women's tennis sweeps Chicago State yesterday. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah, so man, that's woo. Right, allergies usually kicking in the morning, servicing in the afternoon. So I apologize about that. We're gonna push through. We ain't starting. This is actually take two. So I'm not starting it over. We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna push through it. So yeah, so it's good that this team, this young team, can finally kind of stay put at home. Have all these teams like a Chicago State, Iowa State, Kansas come to your building, come to your place for a change, and to play these matches and to finish up with Jordan Smith here real quick. Quote, it definitely should empower our girls to feel good about themselves and know that there's no holding back when it comes to the regular season finale. And so anything that we're looking to do, it has to happen now. And I think that's one thing that we've always tried to encourage them to have a sense of urgency. And hopefully, now they do see it and like, hey, we don't have any regrets moving forward, end quote. Maybe I need to take some snippet of that in a Saturday. Maybe I'll take a little bit snippet in that. So yeah, I mean, yeah, you never know. You never know. And where was the urgency, but the consistency up and down. And now you kind of get a conference move. Okay, we can play. I know it was Chicago State. I know. I understand that. But this team in the first third of the year, we're right there with some of these ranked teams. Go back early in the season. Again, that Clemson match stands out to me as probably, yes, they lost that, but they're playing with one of the better teams in ACC. And you're thinking, all right, we have an opportunity here. But as the season progressed, they kind of took a few steps back a little bit. And now, hopefully, with this Chicago State win, they can carry that momentum forward into this week. We're going to step aside for a little bit. We'll go through the rest of the stats here as K-State shuts out Chicago State yesterday in Manhattan. Kansas will be back here to this postcast of the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, in just a moment. And we're back here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. K-State 7. Chicago State 0. Doubleheader. K-State swept it all, and really I should say 8 for what it is, because you get four wins within the match. So let's just go ahead and throw it for silliness sakes. K-State 8, Chicago State nothing. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. And we'll start here with let me see this. Okay, so it is divided up by two matches. Okay, so game one, well, we're gonna put it this way. Game one, K-State 7, Chicago State nothing. We'll go off what I have here on the notes. And in game two, Chicago State did score a match point, but not enough. K-State 4, Chicago State 1. And we'll go over the doubles again. We'll start there. As the Cosmo Jaw sisters get a win. We talked about that off the bat. And Shasha Koslova and Shanna Rasmova, our rhyming crew, took care of their match 6-1. And then Addison Renfro. How about this? So the Renfro sisters make an appearance late in the season. And they beat. Well, actually, no, they're going to win that match there. So how about that? How funny is that? I've been wondering, hey, I know we have the Cosmojaw sisters playing. What happened to the Renfro sisters? They're playing, early in the year, and then all of a sudden they disappeared to face the earth, and now they're back for the last couple of games of the season, and they're winning that match there. And you've heard me talk about, every time we recap tennis, my pet peeve is unfinished matches. And they were going to win that match, by the way. There, and Addison Renfro, by the way, won her match in the singles in a sixth spot, 8-4, Varvara Brnovic. And really, let's just say everybody won. Marlogo, Shasha. How about this? So Shasha was in the two spot in game one, match number one. Chanel Rasmova, number 3. Diana Semolaska in the 4. Varvara Brnovic in the 5. And Addison Renfro in the 6. Nomada in this lineup here. Everybody won. Everybody. Let's just say that everybody take care of business there in that one. And in game two, saw a little switch up. So Jordan Smith really getting out there, getting after it, switching some things around. Not afraid to mix it up here. We saw that with the A lineup with Modern in number 1 spot a few weeks ago. So he kind of was being silly a little bit. Hey, you know, in the season, you know what? Why not? We're not going nowhere. Shasha Keslova was the first number 1 seed in game 2, and she lost in 3 sets there. And then Mata came back in game number 2. And swept Camilla Sanchez 6-3, 6-0, Sasha Keslova in that loss, going back to number 1 spot for Marlogo, Cosmojog 7-6, 7-5, and 6-2. So either way, that could have gone either way right there. Diana Semolaska, sweep. Shanna Rasmova, sweep. Let me see here. Varvara Brnovic, also a sweep. And then Marlon Renfro, in the number 6 spot this time, no points were scored for either lady in this match. It didn't matter because it didn't matter right there. And then, of course, Marlogo did play in the doubles, obviously. Don't worry, she did play with her sister, and that got unfinished. All these, I ain't gonna count this, because all these did not get, probably didn't even get started, because nobody scored in either of these doubles match games in game two. There, I saw K-State took care of business yesterday, so now you play Iowa State tomorrow as a City Records podcast late on Thursday afternoon. Now we're going to be even here in a minute here the podcast there as well. So, man, so Jordan Smith, you got to give him a lot of credit. I give him credit. I give him some props here in the second half of the season, trying to get things going or get things shaken up a little bit. So, yeah, y'all not afraid to shake and bake a little bit. That's what I'm going to call Saturday a little bit. I'm looking forward to it. Shake and bake. We're going to shake some things up. We're going to make some noise. For whatever reason, I think for the first time, I know I'm going off of the rails here for a minute, sitting here recording this podcast. This will go up tomorrow. So, this daily podcast, All Things KJ Sports, I've been optimistic. Now, that could go all hell in the basket we start the race, but I think for the first time in a long time, despite everything that's been going on in the last 6 months, being pissed off at the world, you know what I'm saying? Probably the first time since, you know, coming to Kansas City, and I know I'm crossing things over. I apologize, but hey, we're done with tennis here for a little bit until this weekend. But look, I don't think I've been, you know, this pumped up for a race in a minute. So if it goes the way I think it's gonna go, now again, it's out of my hand. Now I can control what we control now. So we'll see what happens, but I don't think I've been this pumped up since looking for more races and getting out there competing. And that's what it is. And probably, I was like, where the hell's my band at? Well, I was going to probably not even watch anyway. So, there you go. So, I ain't got to worry about that. I just go, just focus on, hey, the time's going to take care of itself. I just go up there and compete. Go up there, battle out, see what's going to happen. Shake. We're going to shake and bake a little bit Saturday morning. I can't wait. I've been locked in all freaking week long. Casey Women's Tennis needs to stay locked in as they welcome Iowa State tomorrow night, and then they'll take on their rival in 45, just an hour east of them, which would be 45 minutes west of us, in KU this weekend. So how about that? So you always love to end the regular season facing your rival. So at least me personally, that's me talking there as well in the podcast. So good job by the Casey Women's Tennis team, taking care of business, a complete sweep. Chicago State next, Iowa State, EG3 next, Rock the Parkway 5K, of course, that post-cat, I'll probably end up doing a live immediate reaction after I get, because I'm going to double up on Saturday. That's going to be a plan from here on out. So there's that. So I'll probably record right after the second run. So depending on what happens there, the EG3 podcast will have it, obviously, there. We're going to be finalizing stuff tomorrow, because, like, if there was no game week, I would say, yeah, I'd be like, hey, yeah, that's all right. I'll work. But it's like, I got too much going on. I need to lock in on what I need to do. Focus, locked in, get away from the craziness. You get away from all that. I'll explain more after the event's done. Because it is obviously one of the bigger events. And I have to miss out on the half. But I may just get out there and mix it up with this 5K. What's going on? So I ran this course enough that what to expect, and we're gonna make some noise. I firmly believe that. I don't think I've been this confident since starting running races up here in Kansas City. So I'm gonna leave that where it is, and we're let our running do the talking. There with that. But yeah, Casey Women's Tennis, take care of business again. A little bit of crossover here on the Purple Project Podcast, All Things Casey Sports. You can get it where a podcast is found. And if you want to tune in to what happened with EG3 on Saturday, of course, That is the three wide podcast with EG3, the EG3 podcast, same feed as you, well, yeah, same thing, same place. You get the Purple Project podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Audioboom, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasting platforms. Maybe in this podcast, Case's podcast, all things Case's sports, we're going to keep it moving throughout the weekend. Got a lot of stuff going on, transfer portal, all of that. Baseball kicks off this weekend. They have to have this Oklahoma State series. They have to have it there as well. So we'll be having all the postcasts of that series. And if anything else continues to break with new additions for the basketball team and such sorts, we will do our best to get that. We've been recording a lot of good content. It's going to pop up simultaneously here pretty soon. But yeah, this daily podcast, all things K-State sports. I did not expect to talk this long, but crossed it over. And maybe because I'm too locked in on what's going to go down here on Saturday here in Kansas City. And obviously, women's tennis looks to build on that success and look to take down Iowa State tomorrow night. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Appreciate it, K-State. This is another episode right here of the Pro Project. A little bit of crossover on the Pro Project podcast. All things K-State sports for cats.